Amen.
I always have a hard time speaking, but this time I had a verse and I had some thoughts, but I just couldn't get them together. I just couldn't seem to bring them together. And then last night Taylor said, I'd like to write something for you and have you look at it. And anyway, and it's amazing because it's like she read my mind, because it's all the thoughts I had. I just couldn't get them in order, you know, not really. And she did a good job. But it's amazing because it's really the thoughts I was having for the last couple weeks. And 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. I guess she saw I was stressed out, so she gave me some help. It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And this verse really touched me because it said it's required. And, you know, a lot of times I think, at least, you know, Mike and I are getting older, we're getting tired, you know, and you think, well, you know, we've been faithful for a long time. It's kind of, you know, we should be able to relax now. We should, you know, we've earned it. And then in the last couple months when Uncle Norm got sick and went to be with the Lord, it brought back my dad. I don't want to do this. But it reminded me so much how faithful they were. Like Josh said, really, I mean, it was amazing. You know, Uncle Norm, I'd see all this stuff on Facebook and, you know, and he was sick. And we, Mike and I came up to visit him and he was talking, you know, he introduced me to this Polish girl, I forgot her name, but online, and he was still working for the Lord. It just, you know, and of course, it brought back all this to me, and it made me think, wow, you know, it is required. Yeah. And they filled that requirement, but that doesn't help me any. You know, it'd be nice to ride on your daddy's coattails, you know, but it just really burdened me. And I got to thinking then, this verse, I got to thinking that about heritage, but it's not just my family, which I'll get into in a minute. That's what Taylor helped me with. But it made me think, okay, it goes back to how did we get to Mexico? It's because someone here was faithful. And they had a vision. And, I mean, it started with Brother Lindo having a vision, and then the people that were here, and they, you know, se unieron, they stood behind him and decided that they wanted to be part of the vision to send missionaries. And you know, when it says required, they've been faithful for how many years? We've been down there over 30 years, and it's even before that. And then it then made me think, then the ones that did go, the ones that said, okay, I'll go, you know. And, of course, the ones I'm thinking of, the ones we've worked with and the others that we haven't but were faithful. And I was thinking, I was telling Mike today, boy, can you believe all the ones that were down there at one time, all of us, I think 9 families or something, and now there's, there's 3 of us, you know, Stephen and John and us. And I'm like, wow. But it's not because they weren't faithful. It's not because they're not there because they weren't faithful. They've had to come back for, what, you know, different reasons. But they were faithful stewards. And it just got me really burdened. I thought, well, we're still here. They're still being faithful here, but we're left down there. And, you know, you can't relax. It's like Josh was saying, you know, you just can't relax. There's still work to be done. And there's still souls to be saved. I mean, Mexico has not been won by long shot. And I'm just so thankful for the faithful men that had the vision to send people down. Because the brothers and sisters, the churches that, even the ones I don't know, but the churches that we helped start and the ones we were part of, I love those people. And to see their lives change is because someone was faithful to send somebody. They would not have heard. I mean, you know, I know we're not the only missionaries, but many of these people would not have heard had we not, because of the way we do it, you know, preaching and passing out tracts, the kids helping out. It's just, I'm so thankful to have been part of a work where men were faithful to have that vision. And for the missionaries that, you know, and I've said it before, but truly, all the missionaries that have come back because of the different reasons and continue to be faithful. But the faithfulness they had on and people remember that, you know. They constantly tell us, you know, tell Brother Billy and Debbie hi, tell Brother Roland, you know, they're thankful. They're thankful to this church. And it all goes back to me that it says it's required to be found faithful. And then I think of my heritage, which, you know, to me I see this as my Christian heritage, but my family. And this is what Taylor helped me with, and it's what I've been thinking a lot about. Like I said, it's brought it back to me even more with Uncle Norm. But it says, I'm going to read it because I have a hard time keeping my thoughts together. In the 30-some years my husband and I have been in Mexico preaching the gospel, I've realized that I've been part of one of the most amazing revivals in the latest years. Every year I try to update you on the state of the church and tell you who are the most enthusiastic. And this year I thought I would tell you how God truly has prepared my life to be a missionary wife, how He has tremendously blessed my life, and how He continues to do so. I have seen God work in so many ways. One of the things that I observed throughout all the churches we have helped start is the amazing courage of some of these men and women to completely sacrifice all worldly pleasures to follow Christ. And with this, they've sacrificed the traditions, the religion, all that's been given to them, and it's a big price they pay. And it says some of them not only did it for themselves but for their children, hoping their children would pass it on to the next generation and so on. A while back, Mike had a conference in Querétaro and asked for all the adults who'd been raised in a Christian home to stand up. And first he asked for so many, the age of 25 and up of Christians. And so, you know, a lot of us stood up. Well, then he said, okay, then those of you that were raised in a Christian home, to stay standing. And I was toward the front, so I just assumed I would be one of few, you know. But then I turned around, and I was the only one. And this was probably 200 people. And these brothers and sisters, they're first generation. I mean, it really is amazing. And they've been pulled out of a life of disorder and sin and put right with God. And now pass the torch to their kids and grandkids, praying that their family will follow their same footsteps. I may not know personally the kind of courage it takes to give up vices or habits or religion, but someone in my family had to make that change. And I think some of y'all have heard the story of a man in Papal's, I think it was his grandfather, great-grandfather, Macklemore. And it's a long story, so I'm not going to go into it. But he made a decision that cost a lot. He was left a widower, but he made a decision and some sacrifices. And he was not a missionary, but he was a godly man. And then Papal, and all of you, I think most of y'all know Papal. He was not a missionary. I don't think he ever, Mike mentioned it, when I don't think he ever preached a message. But he was a godly man, and he raised three godly men who Uncle Joe's still serving the Lord, but, you know, who gave their lives. And I am just, I know it was my dad and my uncle, so I'm a little biased, but those of you that knew them, they really were. They gave their life for the Lord. And just that heritage, you know, that's mine. But I can't relax, because then what about my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids? They made some sacrifices to pass that on. And I'd be ashamed for it to stay in my generation. But from then on, we all had to do, all we had to do was have the courage to continue the chain. They broke the chain. We have, you know, like I said, I may not know what it's like to have to make that kind of decision, but I do know how hard it is to decide to continue in the path that my dad took. I have a blessing not many other people have. I'm the daughter of a missionary. I'm the niece of a missionary. I'm the sister of missionaries. I'm the aunt of a missionary. I'm the cousin of missionaries. I'm the wife of a missionary. I'm the mother of a missionary. I'm the mother-in-law of a missionary. Amen. And hopefully someday I'll be the grandmother of a missionary. Amen. And like I said, not all in my family have been missionaries. You know, not all my children are missionaries. But I pray that we will be able to continue the chain of godliness and of telling others. I mean, you don't have to be a missionary to do it. But I'm so thankful for that heritage I have. You know, it is just amazing. And I know not everybody has had that blessing. And I'm truly thankful for it. But I'm also, like I said, very thankful for I see it as a heritage from this church. Part of someone who was required to be faithful, and they decided to be faithful. I'm thankful for Brother Lindo. And I don't know many of the ones that were there at that time. We came in later. But then all of you who continue to be faithful and continue to help us out, and I mean, for sure, in prayer, which we desperately need. And that for that heritage, I'm really thankful for my fellow missionaries, those that are there still, which just, you know, my cousin, it's nice to have her around, and those that have had to come back but continue to be faithful, and for the faithfulness they showed on the field. And, you know, to be part of that, I mean, I feel like we were a bunch of warriors down there, and there weren't many of us, and sometimes we didn't see each other, but we knew that we were praying for each other. And to see what the Lord has done, I mean, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, if you've never been down there to see some of the churches, even if it's one or two, you ought to go, because this is your fruit. This is part of, you know, the fruit that you, as in this verse, required to be faithful. It's part of your fruit. This is yours. And, I mean, that's besides Poland, but this is Mexico where we are. And it's just, I mean, I'm always glad to be here, but I can't wait to go back. I mean, that is home. The churches are home, and I'm just so thankful for those, for that heritage here and the heritage in my family.
Amen.